This is Kelly Blewett. We're joined this evening by Cynthia Amneas, a Cincinnati native who is the chief curator and curator of fashion arts and textiles at the Cincinnati Art Museum. In her 20-year career, she has curated numerous and diverse exhibitions and published both exhibition-related catalogs and a wide range of articles. Cynthia is currently researching the work of 1930s American designer Elizabeth Hawes. Welcome, Cynthia.
Thank you so much.
We're here to talk about a new exhibit titled High Style 20th Century Masterworks from the Brooklyn Museum Costume Collection. Can you just tell us a little bit about the collection? When is it opening? What is included?
The exhibition opens to the public November 7th and runs through January 24th. We're so excited to have this exhibition here in Cincinnati. It actually is traveling to us from the Metropolitan Museum of Art. In 2009, the Brooklyn Museum and the Metropolitan entered into a groundbreaking partnership in which the costume collection at the Brooklyn Museum was transferred to the Met. So it was transferred for the care and preservation of that collection and remains as its own entity within the Met's Costume Institute. The Brooklyn collection was founded in 1903, and there are just remarkable pieces in this collection, primarily because it was really started as almost a study collection for designers and manufacturers so they could come and study historic dress. So because designers knew that was the intent of the collection, they often gave their archives, they encouraged women who had purchased garments from them to the Brooklyn Museum. So it's a remarkable collection.
You say the word costume. Could you tell us what all is captured by that?
Costume is an antiquated term. It's what dress was called centuries ago, and I tend to revert to that. I've changed my title and the name of my department to fashion arts because I think it's more contemporary. So costume really is about dress, historic dress, as well as contemporary dress, as well as world culture dress and accessories.
Can you tell us what someone would see right when they enter the exhibit hall?
Well, the first thing they're going to see is an amazing 1920s dress by Jean Lanvin. It's exceptional. It's woven from gold lamé fabric. It is hand embroidered with ribbon work in beautiful pomegranate motifs. It has a wonderful little train. It is a little bit of a robe de style, which, unlike the kind of flapper style dress that we think of from the 1920s, Lanvin pioneered this idea of the robe de style, which was patterned after 18th century gowns, which had wide hoops on the hips, and so there was a fullness to the skirt. She wanted to create for women something more feminine than the very androgynous kind of flapper dress that was popular in that time. It's a stunning dress.
And I love the detail that you shared about how she pulled from the history of fashion to make particular choices about the fabric that would appear on the dress. And it seems like some of the pieces that you have in the exhibition to kind of help us understand the dresses we're looking at would make those connections clear.
Yes. The pieces in the exhibition are dated 1900 to about 1980, but you will see throughout the exhibition examples of where designers are looking back. And that's true today. You see the 60s come around again and the 70s and the 80s. And designers are always looking back to be inspired by history and by other world cultures. So you'll see, again, a lot of inspiration from the 18th century. There's a great dress by Gilbert Adrian, who was really known as a Hollywood designer, but then opened his own salon. And it is very much in the style of 18th century dresses with that wide hoop. It's printed in a tiger stripe. So it was inspired by a trip to Africa, although there are no tigers in Africa. But it's a great piece. And you'll see that again in some of the earlier pieces. There's a great piece by House of Dracol in which the fabric is draped on the hips and then slims down to the ankles. So you'll see that here and there throughout the exhibition. You'll see it in Christian Dior's work where he takes women and puts them back into their corsets and their girdles in 1947. So you're always seeing designers go back and look again and again.
And reading about the exhibit, I was really impressed by some of the materials that will help make those connections clear to the viewer. And I wondered if you could talk a little bit about some of the digital accessories to Charles James's work.
I'm so excited that we have a whole section on Charles James. Charles James is generally not known to the public, but he is worshipped among fashion scholars and historians. He was not trained as a fashion designer. He had a little bit of a background in architecture and engineering and was very mathematical about his approach. I mean, because he wasn't trained in fashion design, he went in a completely different direction and did things that no fashion designer would ever do with fabric. So he created these amazing ball gowns that he's most known for, but also was a master of cut and drape. We have in the exhibition four video animations that show the construction of four of the gowns in the show. And they're just amazing in terms of the way that they take the piece apart and show you all the pattern pieces and then kind of put it back together. Some of them actually have x-rays so you can see all the layering and the boning in the garments.
That just sounds so interesting to be able to see that inside view of the costume.
It's so unusual for the general visitor to be able to see that. I mean, that's one of the great things about my job is I get to see the insides of things, but this is your chance to see that.
Could you tell us a little bit about some of the neat accessories that are accompanying the exhibit?
There are three necklaces by Surrealist designer Elsa Schiaparelli, who designed in the 1930s. She was friends with Salvador Dali and Jean Cocteau and many of the other Surrealist artists. One of the really exceptional pieces, one of a kind, absolutely rare piece, is a necklace where she took an early plastic called rhodoid, cut it in a circle with an opening for the neck, and then applied brightly colored tin insects to it. So in essence, when it is on someone's neck, it looks like these insects are crawling on your neck.
Oh my God.
So it's a little unsettling, but it's such a great piece and so much speaks to her work and her style. Also, some wonderful shoes by a designer by the name of Stephen Arpad. He worked in the 1930s. He actually created accessories for a lot of designers, but did these amazing shoe designs. And there are a number of prototypes, so single shoe prototypes in the exhibition, as well as three pairs of his shoes, and they are remarkable. They're so sculptural. They look so modern. You know, it was such a surprise to me to see his work and say, oh, this is from the late 1930s.
Now, we've talked about some of the pieces from the 20s and the 30s. What comes in from the later time, from the 70s and the 80s?
We see work by American both women and men. So those are two of the sections in the exhibition. And really the women's section focuses more on the 1940s and 50s when women were really pioneering sportswear. Women knew what they wanted and what they wanted to wear. They wanted practical, functional clothing. They didn't want the corseted and girdled styles of Christian Dior necessarily. So we see a real focus on those women. And then we look at men's design from the same period and going to 1980, which is really an interesting comparison because they're creating things that are much more elegant, more sophisticated, form the body a little bit more. So we see things like this amazing dress by Arnold Skazi that is just covered with huge poppies made out of silk. It's just a gorgeous piece. There's a great Halston tie-dye caftan in the exhibition. And of course, Halston was about comfort, but with an elegance and a sophistication to it. There's some really interesting pieces there.
Cynthia, tell us a little bit about some of the events that are coming up around the exhibit.
We've got some great programming coming up. On December 6th, we have Jan Reeder, the consulting curator for the Brooklyn Collection at the Met, coming to give a lecture called Beyond the Seams. So that'll be exciting to hear her speak. We have programming for all ages. So We Wednesday Play Dress Up is on November 25th. We have Art in the Making for children ages 6 to 12, which will look at pattern making. We have a program on December 20th called Creative Encounters Fashion. So everything's really focused on fashion. We have some great programming for all ages.
I've been speaking with Cynthia Amneas, the Chief Curator and Curator of Fashion Arts and Textiles at the Cincinnati Art Museum, about the exhibit High Style, which will be at the Cincinnati Art Museum through January 24th. For more information, see our website, wvxu.org. This is Kelly Blewett.